Welcome to another Library of Divine Echoes deep dive, where we're exploring the profound and mystical aspects of human consciousness. In today's deep dive, we'll be journeying through the fascinating realms of Carl Jung's alchemical concepts, archetypes, and his profound studies of esoteric practices. So, find a comfortable space, relax, and let's embark on this enlightening exploration together. Carl Gustav Jung, a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, has left an indelible mark on the world of psychology and beyond. His groundbreaking work on the human psyche delves deeply into the unconscious mind, bringing to light concepts such as the collective unconscious, archetypes, and the process of individuation. Among these, his exploration of alchemy and esoteric traditions provides a symbolic language for understanding the transformative processes of the psyche. Alchemy, often regarded as the precursor to modern chemistry, is traditionally seen as the quest to turn base metals into gold. However, Jung perceived alchemy not merely as a physical pursuit, but as a profound metaphor for psychological transformation. Let's delve into the key alchemical concepts that Jung integrated into his psychological theories. Jung identified four primary stages in the alchemical process, each symbolizing a phase in the journey of individuation. Negredo, blackening. This initial stage represents the confrontation with the shadow, where individuals face the chaotic and often painful aspects of their unconscious. Albedo, whitening. In this phase, purification begins. The unconscious material is brought into a conscious awareness, leading to a sense of clarity and renewal. Citrinitas, yellowing. This stage signifies the dawn of new consciousness. The self begins to emerge, integrating both conscious and unconscious elements. Rubedo, reddening. The final stage of individuation, where the self achieves wholeness and balance. It represents the harmonious integration of all aspects of the personality. Central to alchemical symbolism is the philosopher's stone. For Jung, this mystical stone symbolizes the ultimate goal of psychological transformation, the realization of the self. It represents the integration of opposites within the psyche, conscious and unconscious, light and dark, and the attainment of a balanced and harmonious personality. Mercurius, the alchemical trickster and guide, is another critical figure in Jung's alchemical studies. This enigmatic figure embodies the dual nature of the psyche, capable of both creation and destruction. Mercurius symbolizes the shadow's potential to be a source of chaos and a catalyst for growth, reflecting the complexity and dynamism of the unconscious mind. Alchemical symbols provide a means of communicating the unconscious processes of the psyche. Jung believed that these symbols serve as bridges between the conscious and unconscious, facilitating the process of individuation. Through engaging with these symbols, individuals can gain deeper self-understanding and navigate the transformative journey toward psychological wholeness. Next, we turn our attention to Jung's concept of archetypes, universal primordial images and themes that reside in the collective unconscious. These archetypes shape our perceptions, behaviors, and experiences, offering a framework for understanding the human condition. The collective unconscious, according to Jung, is a reservoir of shared memories and archetypal symbols inherited from our ancestors. It transcends individual experiences, connecting us to the collective human experience. Archetypes emerge from this collective unconscious, influencing our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Jung identified several key archetypes that recur across cultures and myths. The self, the central archetype representing the unity and integration of the personality. It is the ultimate goal of individuation. The shadow, the darker unconscious aspect of the personality, encompassing repressed desires and instincts. The anima animus, representing the feminine and masculine aspects within the psyche, respectively. The anima is the inner feminine in men, while the animus is the inner masculine in women. The persona, the social mask we wear, representing the aspects of ourselves we present to the world. The hero, the archetype of the individual's quest for self-discovery and personal transformation. Archetypal symbols often appear in dreams, offering insights into the unconscious mind. By analyzing these symbols, individuals can uncover hidden truths and gain a deeper understanding of their psychological state. Jung's technique of amplification involves relating dream symbols to myths, folklore, and cultural symbols, revealing their deeper meanings. Jung's studies of esoteric practices provided him with a rich symbolic language to understand the unconscious. His interest in alchemy, Gnosticism, Eastern religions, and astrology were not mere curiosities, but integral to his psychological theories. As we explored earlier, alchemy's symbolic language mirrors the processes of psychological transformation. Jung's deep dive into alchemical texts revealed parallels between the alchemical quest and the journey of individuation. The transformation of base metals into gold symbolizes the integration and refinement of the raw elements of the psyche. Gnosticism, with its emphasis on inner knowledge, gnosis, and the duality of light and darkness, resonated deeply with Jung. He saw the Gnostic journey towards enlightenment as a reflection of the individuation process. The internal struggle between light and darkness mirrors the reconciliation and integration of the unconscious and conscious aspects of the self. Eastern philosophies, particularly Hinduism and Buddhism, provided Jung with additional frameworks for understanding psychological development. The concept of yin-yang in Taoism, representing the unity of opposites, and the ideas of karma and reincarnation in Hinduism align with Jung's views on the cyclical and integrative nature of psychological growth. While Jung did not practice astrology conventionally, he viewed it as a symbolic system that could offer insights into the unconscious. He was fascinated by the archetypal significance of astrological symbols and their potential to reveal underlying psychological patterns. Astrology, with its rich mythological symbolism, provided another layer to Jung's exploration of the human psyche. Carl Jung's exploration of alchemical concepts, archetypes, and esoteric practices offers a comprehensive framework for understanding the human psyche. His work emphasizes the importance of integrating the unconscious aspects of the personality to achieve psychological wholeness. By confronting the shadow, engaging with esoteric symbols, and analyzing dreams, individuals can embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Jung's contributions provide valuable insights into the complexities of the human mind, encouraging us to embrace the totality of our being. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Carl Jung's alchemical concepts, archetypes, and studies of esoteric practices. We hope this exploration has provided you with profound insights and a deeper understanding of the transformative power of the psyche. Until next time, May your journey towards self-discovery be illuminated by the wisdom of the ancients and the echoes.